Talk with Maria Bailey. Join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. From the cradle to college, Maria and her expert guests offer information, tips, and tools to make the busy lives of families easier. Now, here's your host, Maria Bailey.
It is the beginning of November. Golly, when did that happen? When did it happen that we were right in the middle of holiday season? I can't figure that one out. But if you're like me, you're probably now scrambling to try to get holiday under control. Finally, the other day, I just said, I think it was on Halloween day, I said, okay, that does it. I've got to put up the fall decorations in our house. I'm going to just take 1 hour to do it. And I did it. And now I'm just scrambling to get that Christmas card ordered. I've had the picture. This is how moms operate, right? You guys, I've had the picture on my camera since June. I've said, okay, I'm going to order it. Every day I look at my list. First thing on the list, order the Christmas card. Do you think I've ordered the Christmas card? Heck no, I haven't ordered the Christmas card. And I'll probably be on the air telling you December 1st, I haven't ordered the Christmas card, but I got the picture taken, which I guess is the biggest obstacle in getting the Christmas card taken. Anyways, we're in the middle of November and it's still hot in many places of the United States. I don't know when it's going to cool down, but hopefully soon. And if you're in one of those areas where it is cool, you might want to check out one of my favorite coats for kids. It's monstercoats.com. You got to check it out. Very, very fun coats. Probably good for the holiday season if you need to buy a coat. For someone, it's definitely a must-have. You know, the other must-have is ink. So the other night, my daughter has a paper, research paper. We've worked on it all day long. It's due the next morning, and I go to print it so that she can take it to school. We have no ink. Is there anything more frustrating in life than not having ink when you need to print out a child's homework assignment? It is the worst, absolute worst, because, of course, you know, Office Depot and Staples, they're not open at, you know, 10 o'clock at night when you need the ink. Anyways, I finally found the solution, and that is Instant Ink from HP. And you can get it by, actually, they have a printer now that comes with 3 months of free ink, and you can get that by going to staples.com and check it out. It's called HP Instant Ink, and you'll never again run out of ink in the middle of the night when your kid has a homework assignment. We have a great show lined up for you today. It is, of course, as always, brought to you by Premama. If you are pregnant, nursing, or just had a baby, you can check out the full line of Premama at a CVS store near you. Everything from fertility to lactation formulas, it's all there in an easy to swallow, stir in your juice or water powder form. Drinkpremama.com is where you can go for more information. When we return, we're going to have Rhonda Stewart with us. She's an amazing mom and the author of the book, Stinky Feet the Dragon.
Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio.
It's always fun when a mom does something creative that the rest of us can benefit from. And our next guest is just one of those moms. She's Rhonda Stewart. She prides herself on being a wife, a mother of two boys, and a grandmother of eight. Although when you hear her voice, and I believe she has eight grandchildren. Currently, she's working on her degree in Christian studies in Oklahoma. And she has written a book that I think you guys are all going to love. And I love the fact she's actually been married to her high school sweetheart for 36 years. I mean, who does that anymore? It is so wonderful and rare to find. And this is a rare find in a book as well. The book is called Stinky Feet the Dragon. And I'm delighted to welcome Rhonda Stewart to Mom Talk Radio. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Good, thanks. So tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, I wrote the book because it's something I've never done before. And I just happened to one day during a nap time with one of my grandsons, He was having a pretty bad stinky feet day that day. And so I'm not really good about remembering all the classic stories, so I thought I'd come up with my own, and I came up with Stinky Feet the Dragon. And after that, my daughter-in-law said, you're going to have to write this down because I don't know the story. I can't tell him the story. And she said, he's constantly asking me to tell him the story. And so I wrote it down, and then she goes, well, I really think you ought to get it published and see what you can do with it. And I thought about it for about a year, and then I went ahead and I thought, you know, what can it hurt to try that? And so I got everything ready. I found a lady who is a darling Christian young lady who's in college in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and she did the illustration for me, and so that's how we got Stinky Feet.
And your family must be so proud that you actually put it into a book.
Yes, they are. They're surprised, actually. It's not anything I would have generally done. Not a writer, but it was just something that I feel like God blessed me with. And so I, you know, why not try something new in your life? You know, I'm a grandmother, and why not try something new even at my age? You know, nothing, it doesn't hurt anything, and it could benefit someone. So why not stick your foot out there and try?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just wondering, like, how did you know where to start?
Well, actually, I started by just writing the story down. I just took what I had told him several times. You know, I'd kind of gotten it down, and I just wrote it down, and I edited a few times, and then I didn't know any publishing companies, so I just kind of got online and started researching that, and found Inspiring Voices and decided to go with them, and they've been very gracious in helping me through this process. And so now we've got the final product.
Well, that's certainly amazing. And so where are you selling the book?
Well, we're selling it all over. It's on Amazon.com. It's on Barnes & Noble. You can get it on InspiringVoices.com. And so, you know, you just get on and Google it and you can find it.
So I'm just wondering, what kind of messages does the book carry with it for kids and for families?
Well, I'm hoping it will show kids and be an avenue for parents to teach kids that no matter what's going on in your life, there's always hope of a solution, and there's always hope that family can help or friends can help, because we don't have enough of that out there. We're not presenting that out there enough for kids, I don't think, to show them that there's hope in this world today. You know, no matter how bad it looks or how bad a situation may look, there's always hope.
Yeah, you know what I think is, I ironically, when I saw your book, the same day I had asked I had asked all my kids, hey, you know, it's November, send me your Christmas list so that I can start shopping. And I shouldn't say this, and I'm not going to like tell you which of my children, but it was one of the boys. They actually sent me, one of the things on his list was things that help your shoes not to smell. And I'm like, okay, that right there, I may have to keep for your baby book, even though you're not a baby anymore. But, like,
exactly.
Where am I going to go to find? So I'm thinking actually that whatever I do find to keep his shoes and his feet from stinking, that I'm actually going to put a copy of your book with it.
Funny.
So that, you know, he's got the book and whatever he's, I'm like, what in the world does he want me to do with this? You know?
Well, you know, it's just a problem that boys have. I have one granddaughter. She's the oldest, and the rest are boys. And out of the eight, seven of them are boys. And so we have that issue in our family, and it's just come down from generation to generation.
I guess.
We just made a story out of it.
Yeah, well, no, that's brilliant, because if you have, you know, that problem, then I guess other people do too. I mean, the only reason we had stinky feet in our family with my little kid, when my kids were little, was that one of them absolutely would wear nothing else other than Sperry topsiders. And the leather from the, between the leather and the sweat,
yes,
those feet were so bad because of the, I mean, he would wear Sperry topsiders with no socks, right? And
exactly.
Because we live in Florida. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. So I love the idea of your book and Stinky Feet the Dragon. So why don't you tell us one more time where we can find it? Because it makes a great holiday gift if you're looking for something to take to a gift exchange or for a child in your life. It's a great story.
Absolutely. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, at Barnes & Noble, or at Amazon.com, or you can even get on InspiringVoices.com and find it there.
Well, that's really fantastic. And one day I'm going to have you back to talk about going back to school and getting a college, another college degree, because
exactly.
I'm doing the same thing. Over 50, it's never
yes.
too lifelong learning, right?
That's right. So. And, you know, if we stop, we die, I think. So we need to just keep pursuing, and I'll be learning until the day I die. So
that's my goal.
That's
fantastic advice. So thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. We have a link to it, rondastewart.com on Mom Talk Radio. So pick up a copy and make someone very, very happy with Stinky Feet the Dragon. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rhonda. And I'm really excited. I don't want you guys to go anywhere, because our next guest actually is a mom that takes down a lot of wine. And I'm not talking like whining kids. I'm talking the grape kind. And she's got a great sense of humor. I can't wait to have her on Mom Talk Radio. So I hope that you don't go away, that because when we come right back, we're going to have with us the Merlot Mommy. Our next guest is our mom that we're putting a spotlight on. And this woman, you know, I just want to say she's just utterly crazy in the best sense of the word. She makes me laugh, and she makes me laugh, and she makes me laugh again. And, you know, her blog is MerlotMommy.com. And, you know, if you had 2 8-year-olds, a 10-year-old, and a 12-year-old, you would probably head to the Merlot as well. So I'm really excited to have Jana with us, MerlotMommy.com. So, hey, Jana.
Hi, Maria.
So you, first of all, when you came up with the name for your blog, where was your head? Like, what were you thinking?
You know, I started out doing DIY kind of stuff, and I realized that that really wasn't the direction I wanted to go. And I loved wine, and one summer I actually went to wine school. And so I realized the more kids I had, the more wine I was drinking. And so that's kind of how I came up with the name.
And now, though, you mentioned that you started off in one direction, but now you're a lifestyle and travel blogger, right?
I am.
And so tell me a little bit about what you cover when you look at lifestyle and travel.
Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of run the gamut, but a lot of travel with my kids, but also without my kids. I love my family, but I also like my alone time. As you mentioned, I do have 4 kids. And so traveling with them becomes, you know, it's an adventure, but it's also a little cumbersome. And so sometimes it's great to travel, you know, without them and kind of see the world through the eyes of a solo traveler, but it's also great to do things with them and do family travel. And when I travel, I'm often looking for an adventure. And I look for wine. I'm looking for a wine bar. I'm looking for a way to pair wine. If I'm doing recipe development, I'm pairing, you know, wine with that meal. So there's always some kind of a wine component, you know, even if it's not strictly, you know, a wine travel adventure.
So you write, about Disney as well, and Star Wars and Marvel. How do you wrap that into wine?
The wine pairs with that, although I do have a wine blog post that I'm currently working on that's if Marvel characters were wine. So, you know, kind of a play on your favorite characters and what wines they would be based on their characteristics, and that'll be coming out in the next couple of weeks. It's
cool. What a great idea.
How they would be.
Yeah, what a great idea that is. So, so you not only drink wine, but you drink coffee. What's your favorite kind of coffee?
You know, as long as it's dark and strong, I will take it. But I like Costa Rican coffee, really anything. I'm not super picky as long as it's good and strong.
Yeah. Do you know that I have never had a cup of coffee?
I did not know that.
I have never had a cup of coffee.
I learned something new about you every time we talk, Maria.
I know. I don't drink coffee, and I know the flavor of coffee because as a child, like, I had flavored stuff that was flavored like coffee, and I don't like I never started drinking it because I don't like the fact that the taste lingers in your mouth after you've drunk it. So I don't like anything. I don't like things that leave a flavor in my mouth. So I never started drinking coffee, and I don't drink coffee, which is probably a good thing because from what I understand, people spend a lot of money on it and they can't stop drinking it. So there you have it. So if people go to your blog, MerlotMommy.com, we just have another minute. Can you tell them what they're going to find there, what you have up there now?
You're certainly going to find a lot of things about the new Star Wars movie coming out. You will find a lot of, you know, Comic-Con and, you know, Marvel, Star Wars, that type of related content, a lot of lifestyle content, travel-related content, a lot of things geared towards family, but also solo stuff, a lot of wine content. There's typically on Wednesdays you'll find some kind of a wine post, whether it's, you know, the wine that I've been drinking or you know, some kind of a food recipe that's got a wine pairing. But yeah, that type of stuff.
Well, it's a really great blog, and I like to peek into it every once in a while myself, and certainly following you on Twitter at MerlotMommy.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope to have you back sometime in the near future. So thanks. I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't see you in another month. So we'll definitely have to find a way to see each other. Thank you so much, Jana, for being
October.
With us.
Yeah. Thanks, Maria.
When we return, we're going to turn our attention to Julie May. She is a very modern mom that's doing some amazing things.
Succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
I am excited to have with us today a woman who has created a pretty amazing tool for moms. Her name is Melanie Lakos, and she is from Texas and the founder of Tendl. She is the wife and the mother of two, and you're going to be surprised that her background is in nursing when you hear what she's done. So welcome, Melanie, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hi, Maria. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So tell us a little bit about what you've created.
Well, very simply stated, I created Tendl to protect our kids by uniting parents within their own specific school. I had experienced a situation that I needed to get parents alerted to immediately, and I didn't have time to call a meeting with the principal. I didn't have time to call my own personal friends. I needed to let parents know in real time what was about to happen. And that's how I came up with the concept, out of necessity and a void.
And that's really smart, because you're right. There are times when we need to talk to the other parents in the school. And I know that with our school, they even did away with circulating a directory. So it's kind of hard to figure out how to get in touch with everyone. So how does your platform work?
So there's a main page that has general concerns that Tyndall will put out for universal issues like apps to watch out for on your child's phone, trends that are happening globally or nationally. But you search for your own school. Mine happens to be Malibu. I live in Malibu. So you sign up for your own personal school, and you see a list of all the parents in your school. And it's actually sort of designed like Facebook. You can just talk back and forth, just like on Facebook, but it's niched down to your own school. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can I pick, like, just the parents in my child's grade, or do I have to talk to everybody at the school?
You can do both. So there are subgroups, subgroup down by grade. There are subgroups for football teams. There are subgroups for the choir. So you can subgroup and talk to any demographic within your school that you choose. You can even talk to a parent privately one-on-one.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, so you can you talk to the teachers too or not? Are they a part of this?
They're not excluded, but it's really not for teachers. It's really not a school to parent platform. There's numerous school to parent platforms. This is strictly my hope for it is it's strictly for parents to help other parents stay informed.
And okay, so here's my big question. Normally you get all these parents together and you have a lot of opinions and there's a lot of competition. And in some ways, the parents bully worse than the kids do. How do you manage all of that on Tyndall?
There's a report button for every parent and every comment.
Oh, that's cool.
My team and I see those reports instantly, and I will delete a comment or the user permanently. That hasn't been an issue. It could become an issue, but I just feel like the good very much outweighs those few people that might use it in that way. There is guidelines on the site that they have to adhere by, and they will lose their membership if they don't abide by them.
And so is there, you mentioned membership. Is there a cost for that?
No.
And what if... how do we get our school on it, involved, that kind of thing?
So that's the important part because it's completely parent-driven. There is many schools in the database, probably 20,000 schools. But if your school is not in the database already, there is an Add Your School button. And all you have to do is put the address in and my team will approve it and you'll be in the system.
So how's it going? I mean, when did you launch this?
It's brand new. I launched it probably a month ago, and it's in the beta phase. It's doing well in my school, Malibu. The parents absolutely love it. They've already received so much information that's helped them. We talk about all kinds of things from tutoring to carpools to who's supervising that party Thursday night.
Yeah, I was going to say, this could be a kid's worst nightmare. And so,
well, I can't say that my children love it.
And so, I don't know, what's the percentage of parents do you think, I'm sure like you tell another parent about it and it's a strong word of mouth, but I mean, what would you say, 50% of the school is the parents are on it or what?
No, I wouldn't say 50% is on there quite yet. It does need to spread by word of mouth, but again, it's new, so it just has to have time to grow. But the more parents that are on, the better it works, obviously. So
absolutely. Well, this is really, really cool. One more thing. Do you have to set up a profile, or is it as easy as just logging in?
You need to only put your first and last name.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And a husband and wife could have multiple accounts, like if, you know, I want to have my own and my husband wanted to have their own?
Yeah, there's several people on there that have their own account.
Wow, that's awesome. So I'm just curious. It sounds like such a complicated thing. How did you know how to do this?
Well, Yes, I am a nurse, but I also started a private school, and I also started a magazine, so I kind of married the two, communication and school. I have an interest in both, but I have a team of programmers. It took me 3 years and three companies to finally get it perfected, and I probably will not ever be perfected in my eyes, but
wow.
It took a team of people. It's a very, very complicated software website.
Well, it might be complicated, but you sure have brought a simple solution to moms who are trying to stay involved with their kids and their school. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a link to Tendall.com on Mom Talk Radio. Good, good stuff. And thank you so much for joining us. When we return, we're going to now turn our attention to one physician who is specializing in consulting families around education, their family issues, and the big thing about teenagers. So teenage issues are on the table on Mom Talk Radio when we return.
The number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
I'm delighted to have with us today Dr. Isaiah Pickens. He's a licensed clinical psychologist who specializes in consulting, counseling, and educational services for families, teens, and young adults. He's the founder of Eye Opening Enterprises, a multimedia company that specializes in creating books, films, and life skill workshops for teens and adults who care for them. And I am delighted to have with us today Dr. Pickens right here on Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Doctor.
Thanks so much for having me, Maria.
Well, thank you. You know, as a mother of four teenagers, it's definitely a trying time. I used to say that I loved the teenage years, and then when I got to the fourth one, I was like, I'm kind of over them by now. But I think it's really interesting, some of the challenges that teenagers present us, and I'm going to throw one out to you. The whole concept of we are not punishing you, but you are making choices that come with the consequences that are attached to them, i.e. you don't do your homework, you don't drive, you know, those kind of things. How do you get it through a teenager's head that they're really the ones making the choices and in control of the situation?
Well, I definitely sympathize or empathize with the situation of having a household of teenagers. It can be really tough because there's a lot of competing agendas, right? And when you talk about this idea of consequences for kids and helping them better understand it, one thing to understand is that, you know, teenagers are dealing with a lot of competing factors for their attention. And because of that, sometimes it makes it difficult for them to make the best decision, at least from our perspective as adults, as parents, as teachers. The best decision. But one of the things to really help them understand that is by creating meaningful consequences when they do something wrong. Like you said, if you aren't home on time, then being able to take away car privileges or something related to the phone. If they aren't responding to texts, being able to take away their phone. What we understand about reinforcement of behavior is part of it is being able to have immediate consequences so that it's really tied to what they just did, but at the same time, being able to show them what you would prefer for them to do. So say a kid is not understanding that, all right, I need to be to school on time. And so part of what you do to help rectify that isn't just punishing them about not being to school on time, but also rewarding them for when they are going on time to other activities and being able to help them understand what the benefit is from them actually doing this behavior and reinforcing it so you see more of it in the future.
Yeah, that totally makes sense when it comes out of your mouth. No, that totally makes sense. But, you know, you get in those emotional times with your teenager and you're just like, ah. Another thing about the teenage years is the fact that they're not always nice to each other. And particularly with social media right now, like judging each other, and judging turns into bullying. How do you know when your child is being bullied or being challenged by, I guess, scrutiny through social media and other, even face-to-face by their peers?
Yeah, it's really tough today because traditionally bullying happened in person. You know, kids were either made fun of or pushed, and this happened during in the confines of the school. But now it's extended to something called cyberbullying, which is pretty much people, young people, using social media to really bully kids. And when we talk about bullying, we're really talking about imbalance in power, where one person is trying to hurt the other person in one way. Maybe it's physically hurt them. Maybe it's in a way of ruining their reputation, or making that so that they can't be a part of a group. And some of the signs, one of the biggest signs that you see when it comes to this is when they're trying to avoid things they seem to used to like. So whether it's an activity that they used to play, or even if it's going to school, they start showing up and saying, I'm sick, I don't really want to go today. Or you get reports home saying that, you know, your kid was late to this class, and maybe being late to that class allows them to be in the back of the classroom where people won't notice them. And so being aware of that, and if they had to change a mood, you know, maybe they used to be a little, you know, more inviting to talk to, and they used to be a little more open, and now you're seeing they seem down or they seem a little anxious, and you're not really sure where that's coming from. These are all signs that, you know, your kid may be being bullied at school, or people just aren't welcoming him into or her into their circles.
Yeah, it's sometimes they, you know, they come home and you just don't know what's going on inside at all. So if they do confront you and say, you know, this person is bullying me, what do you do then? Because clearly going to the other parent doesn't always work, and nor is it the right thing to do.
So one of the key components of bullying is the fact that both parties generally have difficulty communicating. So the bully sometimes has a problem with being able to understand that, you know, you don't get people to like you, or you don't get friends by not having empathy towards other people or connecting with other people. And the bullied person, the target, doesn't necessarily understand what assertive communication is, which is, you know, being firm but respectful with the person that you're communicating. And so one of the things, especially with teenagers, that you want to avoid is immediately trying to fix it yourself, because you want to teach them skills to be able to deal with people who aren't going to be nice to them for the rest of their life. And so the first thing you want to do is you want to validate, which is just saying, look, this sounds tough. Like, if I was in a situation like that, I might not know what to do right off the bat, especially if my friends are watching. And just listen to them so that you can open up that dialogue, because I think part of the reason why teens don't want to talk to their parents is because, of course, it's a cliche, but they say their parents don't get it. And part of the reason they think their parents don't get it is because the parents talk so much when they're trying to explain to them what is going on with them. And so just listening to the kid and then working together on what the best approach is. Maybe it is talking to a teacher. Maybe it is talking to someone. And so figuring that out together.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to listen to the clock and close this segment out. But really great advice, Dr. Pickens. And your website, eyeopeningenterprises.com. We have a link to that on Mom Talk Radio. Really great information. And let me tell you, if you don't have teens now, you will soon. Before you know it, you're going to blink and they'll be teenagers. This is good information that you can take with you and use now, next year, the year after that, because it's all about the fundamentals of dealing with teens. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Pickens. And when we return, we're going to turn our attention to a new technology that makes it easy to collect all of those fees that are normally collected in the classroom, from field trips to money for the teacher's gifts. I'm super excited to talk with our next guest, because let me tell you, if you have ever had one of those experiences where you have to get in the classroom, collect things from other moms and stuff, I'm telling you, we're going to talk about a technology that will save your life, save you time. Anyways, it's just a pleasure. And I'm joined today by Maureen Fitzgerald, who is here to talk about Cheddar Up and their Mom Ambassador program. So I want to welcome Maureen to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
So I think it's kind of funny that we're here talking about an app and a website called Cheddar Up when you're like a Packers fan and the whole cheese thing. But
yep,
we'll
and it
save...
actually has no ties to Wisconsin, which is kind of funny. They're actually based out of Colorado. But
I know, isn't that funny?
It's a perfect fit.
It is. It would be a great segue for radio.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us about Cheddar Up and why I think it's so fascinating.
Okay, so basically Cheddar Up is a program or software that is used to collect money from just different groups of people, and it can be applied in a number of different ways. You had mentioned, you know, trying to collect from parents in a classroom, which was always a personal nightmare of mine when I was teaching. But we've had a lot of PTA groups sign up, as well as sports groups. Anytime you're trying to collect money from various groups of people and trying to keep it organized, and that's one of the hallmarks of Cheddar Up, is that it makes it super, super easy to stay organized.
Well, I just love the fact, like, I don't know, I get halfway through a project where I have to collect money and like, I'm just like, oh, it's just not even worth the effort, or you just become embarrassed asking people for money, you know, like, hello,
exactly.
You haven't repaid, you know, you haven't paid it. And this is just such a good system for that. So
it is, and that's one of the things that sets it apart from some of the other collection software that people use, things like PayPal. Cheddar Up allows you to customize a payment page so that you can put your school logo on it or your team mascot, whatever it is that you're representing, you can customize it so it looks like your own page. And another cool thing is that it's free for the collectors, so you have the option to let the people who are paying the money cover the fee, and the fee is super low. It's 45 cents per person. So for, you know, a person ordering spirit wear for their kid's school, for example, 45 cents is not a huge investment for them to cover. They don't usually mind. Whereas the agency that's collecting, you know, with all the people ordering, it adds up super quick. So having that option of letting them cover the fee is huge. It also allows you to use e-check. People can pay in advance. They can use credit cards. And it's super easy to track. And if you're like me, like I'm in my son's PTA, and then I'll be moving on next year as he goes to middle school, it has all the records are kept within the program. So the next person who takes over from me is going to have all of that already there for them. I don't have to worry about remembering to send it. They don't have to hunt me down for it.
Right.
And
right.
It does send friendly automatic reminders. So nobody has to have that feeling of, oh, gosh, I got to go hassle so-and-so you know, to put theirs in. So it really makes it so easy.
So we have just like two more minutes. Tell me about the ambassador program.
Well, the people at Cheddar Up said, you know, who better to market this than the moms who are using it? And they came up with something called the Big Cheese Program. So again, with that cheese, the cheese motif. But they have a program where moms can go and just kind of naturally recruit the groups that they're in to use it and actually earn money off of it. So the moms earn money for each person that they refer to the program. So if you sign up your PTA, each person that's sending their money through Cheddar Up, not just the PTA, but each person, there's money that's earned there, as well as a percentage of any of the funds that are collected ongoing. So it's kind of that residual income. Once you have people signed up, it keeps going, and it's an easy way to earn that way as well.
Well, that's awesome, particularly around the holidays. So real quickly,
yes.
Can you tell us where to go if we want to sign up to be an ambassador?
Absolutely. We have a page just for your listeners. So if they go to www.bigcheese.cheddarup.com/momtalk.
Well, awesome. And we're going to have a link to that on Mom Talk Radio as well. So thank you so much for sharing that with us today. I appreciate it. And I want to thank you all for listening to us today on Mom Talk Radio. It's been fun. It's been real. And we'll be back next week at this time on this station, wherever you are. Or you can find us on iTunes by going to Mom Talk Radio and finding us there. Take us along with you. And then you can have me all week long. I'm Maria Bailey. Have a great day.